Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. This is Wendell Buckner with Lifelines with Wendell Buckner, your radio show tonight for the live talk radio with Lace for Life. And I want to talk today about attitude, about energy, and associate those two words with leadership. Some people define success according to financial or career benchmarks. And then, of course, others define it by the quality of their relationships or the mark that they leave on the world or in a certain sense of peace that they wish to achieve. Whatever the measure, success is more likely achieved when we perform at the top of our game. This really only occurs when we have a high level of energy, and that relates to attitude. So because of its vital role in our success, it's extremely important for us to understand what creates our level of engaged energy and determine how we can go about shifting it and how we can better nurture higher energy to attain a level of success. With me, I have on our show today, Stacey Campisi. She is a strong, gifted coach, and she's also the owner of SLC Coaching, helping young professionals challenge their own status quo. She is a IPET certified professional coach, and she's also an Energy Leadership Index master practitioner. So without further ado, Stacey, say hello to everyone and tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you're doing.
Well, hello there, and thank you, Wendell, so much for having me on tonight. I'm so excited to be here, and hello to everybody listening in. Wendell, thank you for that fantastic introduction. And again, my name is Stacey Campisi, and I'm the owner of SLC Coaching. And so my passion, as you're going to hear through our conversation tonight, is truly people. As a coach, I work with vibrant and fun and just passionate, dedicated young professionals, primarily in the nonprofit world, who went to school because they wanted to make a difference in the world. And they had this spark and this fire to truly change the world. And now that they're in their jobs, they're kind of realizing, wait a second, the job that I'm doing isn't as challenging, rewarding, or fulfilling, and I'm certainly not making my mark or impacting the world the way I really intended. So I love to work with those folks and reignite that spark and passion. And simultaneously, I love to work through organizations and do leadership training and development. And as Wendell mentioned, I am certified as an Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner. And in addition, I have my master's degree in leadership, so this is certainly a passion of mine and a lifelong quest to help everyone be the best leader that they can. And I'm so excited to be here tonight and to talk with you all about what that means and how you can really take this discussion and start creating your own personal style of leadership that you can put into practice in the office tomorrow morning. So thank you, Wendell, for having me.
Certainly. I'm glad that you were able to join me, and I'm really looking forward to the discussion. Certainly, you and I talk about this and have talked about this for a long time now, but I'm glad to get an opportunity to share with our audience, with our listeners, so they can get an idea of some of what you and I talk about pretty often. So thank you for being with us. I also want to say to anyone listening, we have a guest call-in number. That number is 646-716-9397. Again, 646-716-9397. If you're interested in calling in, talking on the air with me or with Stacey, just share your comments, share even your challenges. and your triumphs with us as it relates to energy, leadership, and attitude that lead to success. We'd be glad to hear from you and hope you call in. So Stacey, let's get started a little bit talking about some of what you encounter, certainly from an educational standpoint, as it relates to the connection between energy and leadership. Since you've spent a good deal of your life preparing for the professional career you have now, both in leadership and specifically in energy leadership as it pertains to your coaching practice, what are some of the responses you get to the idea of energy relative to leadership?
Yeah, that's a great question. And for many people on the line, this might be the first time you're hearing it this way of how does my energy impact my leadership capabilities? And, you know, when we really take a step back and we think about, you know, what is a leader? And we answer that question. And, of course, you know, some of the things that always pop up are someone, you know, who is influential. As Maxwell says, John Maxwell, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. But what we don't take into account within that definition is that we all have to be able to influence ourselves as well. And how do we do that? Well, it starts with our energy. It starts with the way that we're showing up, the way that we're perceiving situations, the way that we perceive the people that we're supposed to be leading as well as following, and ourselves. And so, as we all know, we're energetic beings. We're made up of this physical, emotional, mental, spiritual energy. And if that energy is vibrating at a really low caliber, and, you know, we all know those days where we're just kind of feeling, ugh, and nothing can go our way, and, you know, perhaps you missed your train and spilled coffee on yourself, and you get to the office and you have 10,000 emails, and you just feel like the world is literally falling apart around you, well, your ability to lead yourself at that point is pretty low, right? So how can you ever influence somebody else? And so when we look at energy and we look at leadership, we really look at what's going on internally and how do I allow myself to find inner peace and calm so that regardless of what's happening, I can be that strong, powerful leader that my people need me to be.
Yeah, that's great ideas. And one of the things that I like about leadership and specifically about energy leadership is our ability to control it. Just that recognition, that awareness that we have the ability to shift is very rewarding information to know. It's great to realize that we have that power within ourselves. You mentioned self and, you know, the self-control or the self-discipline that's necessary to shift our own personal energy. It's certainly very important. So as we talk about energy, you and I, as Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioners, we talk about leadership and energy related to leadership in a very specific way, those being the levels of leadership. So Bruce Snyder introduced 7 levels of leadership. As we talk about those tonight, really kind of digging down into what they feel like at the core, what kind of thoughts are promoted by these different levels of energy. Which do you think is the best place to start our conversation, on the lower end or on the higher end?
Isn't that the million-dollar question?
I know.
I think probably starting at the lower end might be the most beneficial.
Okay. And certainly, and yet unfortunately, one of the areas where most people have, or where people have the most familiarity, level one in the Energy Leadership Index is a very base level of energy. It deals with victimization, really, at its core. Deals with people who feel like they are at the mercy of some other thing or some other person. and those people who are just totally disconnected from the world as their primary way of being able to simply survive. Talk a little bit more about the level one energy.
Sure. Well, this is one we're all familiar with. When most of us get stressed, this is primarily where energy goes. And so as we talk about this, I know there's going to be a lot of you out there who can relate and might even be saying, yes, that's me right now.
Right.
So level one, and just to, you know, backtrack just a little bit, as once when I go through the levels, please know that, you know, just because we're moving up doesn't mean that's good. The lower levels, they're not bad necessarily. It's just that as we move through, you're going to see how each level is more powerful. So that's just something to keep in mind. But level one energy, as Wendell had just mentioned, you know, this is really characterized by the thought of I'm a victim, meaning that you're at the effects of life. So it might show up in for some of you in terms of, well, why even bother? Nothing's going to change. So why should I try? When we're resonating in level one energy, this is where guilt and self-doubt and worry and fear and embarrassment, this is where it lives. So if you're someone who often lays in bed at night, kind of repeating the events of the day and thinking, why did I do that? I should have done this differently, and going through that vicious cycle, chances are that you're probably resonating in level one energy. And so because of that, we often find that when we're here, as I mentioned before, it really makes us feel hopeless. And folks who have a lot of level one often have pretty low self-esteem, whether that be in all areas of their life or maybe just one particular aspect, but we find that they don't know their value. And because they don't know their value and they don't know who they are, what they have to offer, it just plays into this sense of victimization.
And you just brought up something that I always find very interesting. As we talk about the energy levels are not pervasive within within our psychology. They're not pervasive within all of the aspects of our lives. It's possible to feel a victim when it comes to your professional life, and yet family relationships, personal interactions, our health or our spiritual aspect of life are still, you know, much better intact. And yet we still have these areas that are really at their lowest point at the same time. I just always find that so interesting that that our minds find a way to kind of keep us in a rut in just some certain areas. But again, as we talk about energy leadership, the ability to change and shift that is so immediate and yet so permanent that I just really love the fact that we are able to spend this hour talking about it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you bring that up, you know, that, you know, just because we're resonating at level one in one aspect of our life doesn't mean that we're there everywhere else. And the truth is that we're not, right? At every moment in time, we have all seven levels that we're going to discuss tonight in us. We're resonating there and somewhere, whether that be at home or at work or with our children or our pets or our friends. So it's very interesting. And which is why, Wendell, I know you and I have had many conversations about the Energy Leadership Index Assessment, which is actually an assessment that can give you a snapshot of where your energy typically is. Because it's really fascinating to see that you do have all seven levels of energy. Identifying these levels isn't meant to label you in any way or put you in a box. It's just to give a framework and a language so you understand when you're feeling guilty or you're worrying or you're feeling anxious, that most likely, whatever that situation is that's making you feel that way, you're probably resonating at level one. And it's helpful to identify because then you can say, okay, this is what's going on, and how do I shift out of this? How do I get myself into a different energy level and choose what you would like that to be?
Yeah, this is so important.
Yeah. And so it's interesting with level one, Wendell, as you and I always talk about, you know, here when people are in level one, because they feel like victims and because they feel helpless, They typically try to avoid taking responsibility for any problems that they encounter. And they might blame themselves, but they don't recognize that they truly own the power over any situation. And so in this case, level one actually has an advantage, right? Because if I'm resonating here, I can be a victim and I can get a lot of attention from people and I don't have to take any responsibility for my actions. So as we move through each energy level, we'll try to identify for the listeners the advantages and the disadvantages of each. And so here at level one, I'm sure many of you are thinking, oh, yes, that explains why Susie is constantly telling me about her terrible husband or awful job, because we can simply blame the world. And we don't have to look inside at all and figure out what's going on and how can I change this? How do I have the power to change this? So because of that, level one is, it's such an anchor weighing you down. And if you have any level one energy, the impact in all areas of your life will be pretty extensive because it is dense and it's dark and it really holds us back and keeps us in this victim mode.
And also, as we talk about these low levels of energy, we get a very vivid understanding of how these lower levels sap energy and pull energy from every room that we bring them into. I know everyone has encountered at some point or another someone who carries this energy around with them to the point that you find yourself kind of being worse for having been around someone that just carries this victim energy. People have the ability to monopolize a conversation, bring out every negative aspect because of their perspective, because of the perception that they have of their environment. And it really has the ability to cause others, if you listen to it, it has the ability to cause others to lower their energy level as well. So by the end of, an hour-long meeting, no one's resonating as high as they were originally just because they have bought into this lower level of energy.
Absolutely. Yes, and I love how you said that. At the end of the meeting, right, so to tie it back into leadership in the traditional sense of in the workplace, if you're a leader resonating at level one, you yourself have little to no engagement in your role, in your tasks. And so, again, if you can't motivate yourself to excel or to bring enthusiasm or motivation or buy-in or inspiration, then how could you motivate somebody else?
Right.
And on the flip side, if you're a leader with someone on your team that resonates at level one, right, like you said, they're going to bring the rest of the team down because they're not engaged and they're probably so busy chewing everyone else's ear off and talking about their life's problems and woes that nobody can get anything done in the meantime.
Right. And, it's funny to talk about, on the outside, but when it's happening, it can really be damaging to a workplace. It can really be damaging to a relationship, to a family, and certainly to oneself, depending on, because of course, when you factor in the law of attraction, you're going to find that, the pity party just continues wherever you are. So it's very difficult to even get out of this mode, so to speak, because that, people say, oh, you too? Yeah, me too. And you start comparing, worst days.
Right. Right. Misery loves company, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So level one, as you said, it's very damaging. Not only to an organization, but also physically. If we as humans resonate at level one pretty often, we have a lot of level one energy, the physical effects can be pretty catastrophic to us and to our health. So not just from an effectiveness standpoint or a leadership standpoint, but also from a health standpoint, level one wreaks a lot of havoc.
Yeah, I don't like it. Let's move on.
Yes. Let's
get out of here.
At least feels a little bit better.
Yeah. Level two. So level two takes us a little bit away from level one, but not a whole lot, unfortunately. But even still, as we move through these levels of energy, people, there are great and terrific things that happen with each move, with each progression. The ability to allow someone to vent, and you know, the ability for us as coaches to really acknowledge and validate other aspects of our clients' lives that are not so down in the doldrums, where they are not feeling the victim, where they do not have a feeling of hopelessness or anxiety. These are the ways that we go about getting beyond the victim mentality, the victim energy, and getting into a point of getting to a level of what is a great thing, unfortunately, but funny, of conflict. Getting past the inability to do anything about the situation to getting someone to understand that they have the ability to fight it. They have the ability to take this off of their back, to be released, to remove themselves from it. And this is level two energy, very emotional, very heart-driven point of anger. But anger to the point of doing something about that level one situation. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, and anger not only external, right, towards others, but also internal. So level two, you know when you're resonating here, you can identify people resonating at a level two because they're the fighters. And like you said, it's anger, either with themselves or at others. And so from a level two perspective, if there was kind of a motto for it, it would be, I win and you lose. And I don't care how you lose or what I have to do to ensure you lose, but I'm winning. And so when we're at a level two or working with clients or peers or even family members who are here, we know what this sounds like. It sounds like things like, I hate you, or, it's just one fight after another. Or, people only listen to me if they can benefit from me. Level two is very much about what's right and wrong, what's black and white, what's good and bad. So there's a lot of judgment associated with this level. And because of that, we find a lot of level two leaders, right, are more focused on what's wrong than what's right. And because they always feel like they're right and their way is the right way, they want to stay in full control, and so they micromanage. So in terms of leadership, this we've all worked for these people. We know what that feels like, and it's a really demotivating energy level that in the long run is going to be detrimental to not only your team but also your organization.
Alienation, if we talk about the level two energy, the conflict that ensues, the defiance that ensues for those who are followers with level two energy, a lot of resentment and stress, just really a point of how people lead in that level two energy, leading people by going about motivating them by fear, motivating them by anger. These are some of the disadvantages to level two energy, certainly from a leadership perspective, from a leadership standpoint. What do you think about the idea of the positives or the benefits, as I mentioned, to being in a conflict, level of energy? How is conflict so much better than apathy? What makes this better?
Well, if we're talking about internal conflict, right, at least now in level two, I'm willing to fight for myself. Where at level one, I wasn't. I didn't see myself worth. I didn't think I had anything to offer. Where here, it's like, wait a second, yes, I do, and I'm going to fight for myself. So even though anger doesn't feel good, it feels better than apathy in that sense. It has more energy, right? More emotional and physical energy attached to it. Also, from a leadership perspective, at level two, you'll still motivate people because they're scared of you. so you can get things done. The question is that the best way that you'd like to be motivating your team is through the fear and the, oh, my gosh, what happens if I don't do this. So, you know, there's a little bit more action. And again, you're willing to fight for yourself, and people will respond to you here as opposed to level one where they're most likely ignoring you. But it's not the most effective way to be or to lead.
Yeah, and that is just so significant. People are always able to see it in others a lot more than they are able to see it in themselves. This is a level of consciousness and awareness just as much as it is a level of energy. So, you know, it's very difficult for someone who's in the midst of it to have the awareness to assess. One of the things that we teach our clients to do is to constantly be in a mode of assessment and interpretation. How do we better understand what's going on? I know in my own coaching practice, from time to time, I send out just quick emails that are titled WTF, which, of course, stands for what's that feeling. Where I'm asking my clients to help me understand really what's going on, to address some area of concern, some barrier in their day, in their moment, right at that time that they receive it, and really analyze, begin to practice assessing where they are in their energy so that they can constantly do so and make adjustments as needed. So the only way that we're going to get what we want out of life is to understand, you know, where we are in relation to where we want to be. Mm-hmm. So I know that I try to open my clients to the various assumptions and interpretations that they've made that result in their feelings of conflict and anger, that have resulted in their feeling so emotional about, you know, every little thing that happens, and just getting them to a point that they realize that, if nothing else, that there are other ways to think, other ways to consider what's going on around them, helping them do a better job of coping with, you know, pressure and stress, and being able to, in many cases, look past the circumstances that are, you know, that are kind of swirling around them, you know, take control, line them up, and begin to just, you know, pop them off the list as time goes by in a very goal-oriented fashion. So as we're able to get clients to do that, clients now kind of in their conflict and reach a level of responsibility. They reach a consideration that if it's going to be, it's up to me. They really have this idea now. It is all in their head, and logically, it certainly causes us to think that we can, or to realize that we can control that more than we thought we could. Mm-hmm. And once we get to that point, we've really reached that level three energy. We've really reached a new plateau. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So just like you said, so level three is where we start to take responsibility for our actions, and we start to move a little bit more into our heart center, and we don't take things as personally as we would at level one or level two. And so here at level three, you know, the core thought is all about responsibility and forgiveness, right? I want to forgive, which, of course, is going to result in with a lot more cooperation is going to be the action I'm going to take if I'm feeling like I want to forgive you today. I'm a lot willing to be much more cooperative with you. And so energetically, when you're at a level three, you have a successful attitude because you can be positive and you can be productive. And most importantly, you're starting to focus on what's right instead of what's wrong. So there's not as much judgment associated with this level as there was in levels one and two. And the real key here in level three is that because we're raising the bar in terms of self-awareness, right, or consciousness, we now start to understand how we can work with emotions, our own and others, and how we can manage them instead of just reacting to them. And that, I think, is the key difference between level one and level two and level three, where this feel-good energy starts to really begin.
Right. And you used a term that I love in dealing with level three. Not outward leadership as much as management. At, you know, level three, we're really starting to grasp personal leadership and external or internal leadership and external management. The ability to start to see the pieces for the pieces and not as a whole. The ability for us to experience forgiveness both of ourselves and of others, because we no longer have to lash out at people because we realize that it isn't their fault. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we start to experience forgiveness of ourselves, because we understand that, sure, while one would consider at the early stages, one might consider that they have caused all of these problems, or their awareness, their energy brought about so much of what they've experienced. Forgiveness comes because they realize this now and can move past it. They have a sense of relief at this point and can better understand the world around them and actually really start to create a little bit, start to create some space for themselves. They can get through it. They can cope. They can, if nothing else, focus on themselves, so that my clients have the ability to, they have a starting point at level three energy. They can be cooperative and they can really kind of get past the blame game and really focus on perfecting the attitude that they need to have to move forward.
Absolutely. And I love when you said, you know, level three is really about coping. And so here, the reason that we are able to move forward and stop playing the blame game is because we rationalize and we justify. And, you know, we find those ways of coping that allows us to release the levels one and two energy and move forward. But level three really is marked by this ability to rationalize and to justify and to tolerate. And so, you know, toleration feels a lot better than being angry or feeling apathetic. But we don't want to stay here either, because eventually if we tolerate something for too long, it will become painful.
Yes. Yep. Yep, very, very important point. You can't stay there. This is not your final resting place.
Right.
So talk about that move up. How do you deal with your clients that are ready to move from simply, you know, coping with the day and actually start kind of developing more? What's the next level that you take them to?
Sure. So the next level is level four. And actually, in my energetic profile, I know this won't surprise you, Wendell, it's my highest level of energy. So it's one that I can certainly relate to. And this is where we really where we have concern for others. And it's marked by compassion and gratitude and love. And it's a very, you know, warm and fuzzy level, so to speak. When we're resonating at level four, we don't really take things personally anymore. We stop making those assumptions or those, you know, interpretations, and there aren't so many limiting beliefs here. And we can be playful, and we really have a focus on the other person. So if I'm at a level four, when I'm resonating here, you know, I'm going to win. I'm going to feel good if you win. I want to bring you up, and that's what's going to make me feel the greatest. So level four is a really high level of energy, and it not only feels good on a personal level, right? But if I'm a leader, this is exactly what you want in the person that you're working for, or reporting to, or spending your days with, because this is the person who really has that we win attitude, and will help you take care of yourself. So they really have this ability to forgive and to know that they're going to overcome each hurdle because they feel in control of their life, and they're no longer feeling any of that, you know, victimization or anger that was present in some of the lower levels.
Yeah, I consider for myself level four is really kind of every coach that I've ever talked with started to realize that they wanted to be a coach, maybe not even professionally, maybe not even certainly not as a business necessarily, but they realized that they wanted to develop their skills in coaching at a level four energy. They realized that they wanted to give back. They wanted to help people get out of, you know, all of that level one and level two that they had previously experienced, you know, at a different point in life, and didn't really start to raise people up, you know, bring about a level of awareness that allows other people to benefit from their experience and from their learning in the coaching skills. I know for myself personally, that was where I started. That was when I realized that, you know, when I realized consciously from whence I had come and how many people I could look back and see still had so much of this victim and conflict energy within them. My immediate response was, you know, how can I help? What can I do so that we all win? Get people to a point of understanding that there is a better life to live is where level four, you know, started me in my interest in coaching.
Yeah, and you're right. A lot of coaches do resonate pretty high in level four, and I think the same can be, you know, said with a lot of the helping professions. So teachers, obviously my clients, nonprofits, I mean, every client I've ever done this with has a pretty high level four, not surprisingly, since I work with folks in the nonprofit world. So it's a really it's predominant. I mean, we see a lot of level four energy show up in ourselves and in the people that we interact with. But, you know, the kind of the downside of level four and something that I know I've fallen victim to, and Wendell, I'm sure you could say the same, is that level four, because the focus is on the other person, we sometimes, you know, think that they need fixing even if they don't agree. And so because of that, you know, if you're operating primarily from a level four perspective, you can have the wounded warrior syndrome where it's like, I'm telling you what to do. I'm giving you my advice. I'm trying to help you and you're not taking it. And right. And now we're tumbling back down to a level one or level two perspective because why doesn't this person want to listen to us? Why won't they let us help? and so right. The biggest thing I work with my clients with when they're operating from a level four is, why is it your responsibility to fix them? Is it, or is it something that you're really just taking on because you think you have to?
Yeah, you know, there are times, certainly early in my practice of coaching techniques, you know, I felt like I would imagine like a doctor who's just starting their internship. You know, I really was like, you know, please just hold still. Let me fix this for you. Just be still while I'm digging here, and let me fix this for you. So yeah, certainly I know what that has been like. Another disadvantage that I experienced, not really with myself, but that I experienced with other clients who want to get out of or get beyond increased level four and even get to level five energy, is what brings them back down to level three or level two is the reciprocity issue. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of people who are, you know, who are caregivers, who are service providers, they have a lot of emotion in them, and they don't realize initially that all of this helping that they're doing is as much for themselves as it is for the person they're helping. So when they find that that a person that they're engaged with is not reciprocating, that they're not receiving it well, or that they are taking and not giving as a person expected they would ultimately receive as well, all of a sudden things unravel because they look around and say, hey, wait a minute, I've been helping you out all this time and you're not you know, you're not doing anything for me. I'm not getting anything back from this. And they didn't realize that they had some skin in the game, that this was not a sacrificial service, but that they really were expected to get something back from it. And if that doesn't happen, now we're back down in a position of conflict because some expectation isn't being met. Now, it may have never been expressed or may have never been accepted, but some of my clients just feel like, you know, they didn't uphold their end of the bargain. So certainly level four is a great position to get into and to be at, to resonate strongly, just because it really is an attitude and an energy level that allows us to find a level of equality and a minimal of judgment. But, you know, it's, and I tell my clients quite often, it's not the end all be all. There's more to our energy, even beyond serving. Serving is not the ultimate. Sacrifice is not the ultimate. We really have the power to go beyond that, beyond serving and being served, and really to a level of creativity and reconciliation with life itself. As you start to seek that out, you are at level five energy. You are starting to kind of break through that kind of glass ceiling and experience an emotion that is beyond compassion. I talk oftentimes in my various talks about different levels of emotion that lead to our energy levels, be it, you know, apathy, where you feel nothing, be it empathy, where you feel with someone. Between those two is sympathy, where you just feel kind of for them in that conflict or forgiveness realm. And then compassion, where your empathy has you actually taking action. And then beyond that, there's an emotion of peace, of just calm, of not needing to do anything, and yet everything being all right. Being able to reach a level of personal, professional, spiritual acceptance. And I find for myself the satisfaction that comes from level five energy. I want to open it up for questions if anybody's interested in giving a call and you're listening in right now. The number to call in is 646-716-9397. Again, 646-716-9397. We are live, Lifelines with Wendell Buckner. We're talking about attitude with Stacey Campisi. So Stacey, talk a little bit more about level five. Tell me some of your experiences, with your clientele in reaching and sustaining strong level five energy.
Sure. So as you mentioned, you know, for many of us, we think that being of service is kind of the highest level. And then we find out, oh, wait, there's three more after that. And level five is a powerful, powerful level. And so when working with my clients, when we can tap into this level and we can really kind of play around and figure out how did this show up for me and how can I use this more often, how I can access this level more often, we find that their world really changes. Because as you mentioned, level five energy reconciles the good and bad and the right and wrong. So there's nothing left to be judged. And so people with a lot of level five energy really begin to see everything as an opportunity, which means that they don't just make, you know, lemonade out of lemons, but they are just as excited by the things that don't go as planned as by the things that do. And so, you know, here we have this feeling of, you know, we all play the game, we all win the game, or we don't play, you know. And a lot of people, a lot of leaders, a lot of companies, organizations will say that they buy into this, but their actions don't match that. And so when you can tap into your level five energy, you're going to find that people are naturally attracted to you. You're calming, you're powerful, you're charismatic, you're so comfortable with who you are, but at the same time with who your people are, because you're not judging them. And so from a leadership perspective, if you can tap into level five and use it more frequently, you're going to find that, you know, everyone in the office can't, you're just busting your door down. They can't wait to come talk to you, to bounce ideas off of you. And with clients, when they can really tap into level five, you know, that's when things like promotions start happening, recognition and awards start happening. But the greatest thing is that they, all that validation they've been seeking, they find that they don't need it anymore because they have this sense of inner peace and calm and joy. And so it's a really beautiful level.
Right. And I, as I experienced that in my prior profession, I just found that absolutely amazing that I was able to get, as I moved from level four to level five, that I was able to really get everything that I was trying so hard to receive from other people, in terms of that shared energy, that shared perspective that I was trying so hard to evoke through my service in level four. I found that as I reached a level five and kind of just, you know, threw my hands up, gave in, and accepted life and people as it is and as they are, that I got everything that I had been working so hard to experience in my level four energy, the calm, the peace and confidence that I had been, you know, that I had been struggling for, came at the moment that I stopped struggling so hard for it.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's amazing, and that's exactly what level five energy does. You find that you don't need to seek it out anymore. It's just there all the time. And it really, we can operate from such a different perspective because now, you know, that we're not looking at what's right or what's wrong, we have all these choices and all these opportunities available to us. So from a leadership standpoint, when you can really tap into level five, your organization is just going to benefit so much, and so much is going to change as a result of having you on their team.
Right. It, you know, being able to focus on team, on a group, beyond focusing on just other people or beyond focusing on just yourself, with that level three energy, being able to focus on kind of the whole in level five is, as you said, is just very powerful. It makes a huge difference, not only to the individual, but to all those around them. Just as we talked about in level one and level two energy, there is just a, there's a thing, there's just this kind of stuff that follows a level five leader. As you said, you know, people come to them, and their words are few, but so powerful, so wide-reaching, and so enabling, so motivating and inspiring in level five. And all of this happens at level five with very little effort because of its realism, because of its, because it's not fake. It's not, you know, we're not back in level three where we're just trying to cope and find a way to kind of piece things together as a puzzle, but that level five energy has some authenticity to it that people resonate with and that they're drawn to.
Absolutely, and that's because here at level five, we don't want to fix people. We prefer that people fix themselves. And so, you know, sometimes if we're operating from level four, it feels forced, right? Like, oh, okay, stop. I know you're trying to help me, but I don't want your help. Where here, we're not forcing our help on people. We're helping them help themselves, and that's incredibly empowering. And also, going back to your point about being genuine, who wouldn't want to be around someone like that, who you know isn't going to judge you, but is going to give you exactly what you need to move forward?
Yeah, it's absolutely a great place to be, and this is where I start to experience with my clients the joy that comes with being able to share and being able to grow with the coach, reaching a level of understanding and acceptance, both of oneself and of the world around them, is a great place to be. And as we'll talk about level six now, it prepares them for that next level. The next level, level six energy, in the energy leadership profile, so to speak, is the idea of synthesis, the idea of what we hear, what I hear a lot on other blog talk radio shows, synchronicity, just this innate timing. You know, it's like when one person's whistling a song on the bus and the next thing you know, three or four other people join in with their own derivation that contributes to a much greater symphony than any of them would have ever thought of on their own. But these things just allow themselves to happen based on the openness that we feel. Talk about level six and some of the emotions and results related to it.
Yeah, and you really hit, you know, the nail on the head when you were talking about level six in terms of just really being in sync. And so, you know, kind of piggybacking off of that, we find that level six is really the place where intuition comes alive. And so if you're someone who's very intuitive, chances are you probably resonate at six. You probably have a pretty high percentage on your energetic profile. And so from a leadership aspect, these folks, they always know what's going on in their organizations without having to ask because they have that keen sense of intuition. But not only do they have it, they use it on a regular basis to make decisions and generate ideas. And so these leaders know that as humans we have emotions, and that's okay. We have intuition, and we should really foster it and use that to our advantage. And so because of that, they don't feel separated from their coworkers or managers or, you know, people underneath them. They really see everyone around them as part of themselves. And so you really, there's no more lines. Like you said, there's no more parts to a whole. It's just a whole. and so level six is an extremely powerful level that really is underlined by this sense of connection.
Yeah, and at least the intuition. I love that feeling of just knowing. You know, so much, especially in our world today, as you get into executive leadership, as you get into our, you know, our distributed communication structures and our support structures that are in, you know, our larger organizations, you cannot survive for very long or very successfully without level six energy. Without the ability to kind of just have your intuitive finger on the pulse of the organization, you really cannot last. Your ineffectiveness shows like a sore thumb, and everyone experiences it, and it really causes the organization to reach a stopping point, to reach a screeching halt in its growth if you cannot carry and sustain level six energy. In the workplace, certainly, by the time you get to the executive level of leadership. Talking to executive coaches and talking to executives who have been coached, this is the thing. This understanding, which it really is, an understanding of one's own power, of one's oneness, of one's unity at the same time. You know, we say oneness, which makes people think individuality, but no, it is the lack of individuality that helps us to understand what oneness really is, that we all are one, not that each individual is himself or herself one. This understanding, this intuitive state is extremely powerful, and it is extremely beneficial to anyone who is seeking to truly be a creator, to really be someone who is who's able to execute and demonstrate a level of wisdom in both the professional ranks and life in general, those who are able to understand the flexibility of life and the flexibility of the choices that each of us make, that's a level six energy person. That level six energy is carrying them to heights that they could have never sustained or even reached momentarily without level six energy. You know, it really allows us to be kind of empathetic and feel a connection to one another as part of this oneness and fearlessness that we experience.
Yes, and I love that word, fearlessness. I'm working with a new client, and we were deciding on her goals and, you know, clarifying where she wants to go, and she said to me, I want to feel fearless. And, you know, all of my coach Spidey senses just were going off. And I was like, that's awesome.
Right.
So for her, you know, she's someone with level six energy. It's there. We just have to tap into it. And you can see it. She's got passion and she's got fire. And as soon as she learns how to access that level six energy, there's going to be no stopping her.
And, you know, the fearlessness piece, you know, I think many of us have heard people say, or we've read, and I know myself, I've been highly motivated by the question of, you know, the question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? You know, that's powerful for me. That that creates an opportunity for me that I would not have had I never heard that statement. But as we get to level seven, we in fact realize that we can take that question even further and go from saying, you know, what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail, to what would I do if I knew that there was no such thing as failure? When we can ask ourselves and answer that question with a level of a peacefulness, with a level of passion, that's when I would say we've reached level seven energy. The idea that failure does not exist is how I associate myself with level seven energy. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, level seven is obviously the most powerful level of energy, since the show is called The Seven Levels of Leadership, right?
Right.
And, you know, level seven, we can't, as humans, we can't truly resonate here. This isn't a place where we can stay, but this is a level that if we can learn to tap into it, the effects are so powerful. And so the best way that I can describe it, and I actually had one of our peers the other day use this analogy, and I love it. So, Lauren, I'm gonna steal your example, is, you know, the weather, Wendell and I are out near Washington, D.C., and so the weather is finally starting to get nice. And she
Thank
said,
goodness.
You know, I was driving to work this morning, and the windows were down, and you could smell spring in the air, and it was warm, and the sun was shining, and my favorite song was on the radio, and for a solid 30 seconds, everything in my world was right. I wasn't thinking about anything. I wasn't fearing anything. I wasn't worried about anything. I was just truly basking in the glory of the moment, and I was totally present. And we all have those moments where we're so into what it is that we're doing, whether it's driving on the street and just enjoying the sunshine, or whether it's, you know, we're an artist and we're so into our painting. Level seven really allows you to experience the absolute passion to be fully present. And so with that, you don't have those judgments or those fears or those worries or those doubts, and there is nothing or no one to take care of. You just kind of are. And it is, again, you can't stay there, but if you can tap into it, man, you're really going to set the stage for bigger and better things, because it allows you to be kind of the creator and the participant in your life all at the same time.
It's crazy to think about sometimes, mm-hmm. just, you know, that level seven energy. And yet when I've experienced it, I have to confess, I don't live there, but when I experienced it, it is, you know, it's absolutely the best. And when I think back on times that I did experience, that I have experienced it, it takes me up in my energy level. No matter where I'm resonating, it takes me higher just being able to call upon, to have the recall of those level seven moments. Really serves as a catalyst for whatever is going on in my day or in my moment, and reminds me that there is much more available to me, much more that I am capable of, and that in and of itself I find very gratifying. Level seven energy is, those experiences are ones that for me are relatively fleeting, but they have such high emotional connection with me that at any time I can call upon them and find myself right back there.
Absolutely. They're very emotionally charged. And because of that, it allows you to do such great things.
Yeah, anything, which is the best. I mean, it's so much fun to be able to play in these levels of energy and to experience them. I'm very very happy. I'm very focused by being able to have the awareness of the levels of energy and being able to have something, you know, concrete that I can kind of put my finger on, connect my head to better understand where I am, what I'm experiencing in life, and what exactly it is that I can aspire to as it relates to the energy and attitude that I have and how I lead others. So seven levels really have been an inspiration to me and have given me a level of awareness that I had been seeking for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So tell me this, how about you? What has been the benefit that you found to, beyond your coaching, what has been the benefit as you found it to your life change based on your understanding of energy leadership levels?
Yeah, I mean, for me, this was a game changer. It truly was. On a personal level, finding this framework and taking the assessment and seeing exactly where, you know, where I'm showing off and what happens to my energy and when I'm under stress and where is it when I'm not stressed, it has allowed me to do things and, more importantly, to feel a way that I didn't think was possible. I mean, before finding this, I had a lot of anxiety, had a lot of worry, and once I had the framework and the language and I understood what was happening, that in of itself was a game changer. But just knowing that these levels exist and really kind of putting I like to call it my PI hat on and going on a fact-finding mission to figure out, you know, where is my level four show up and what triggers my level six and how do I repeat that? I want more of that. I don't want to be in levels one and two as often. And really allowed me to do some deep inner work and allowed me to, you know, choose who I want to be and how I'm showing up. And so, you know, now prior to learning this system and to having this in my life, level one, level two was a pretty consistent thing for me. And now when I'm there, it's actually like, oh, this is what this feels like, because I forget. So it's been a true game changer.
Right. Yeah, for me too. Certainly, you know, just having the framework and being able to call upon it and really recognize what's going on in my head or in my heart, for that matter. Be able to assess, see where I am, and then decide consciously whether I want to move forward or not. Do I need to stay in this place and just wallow for a bit, get it all out? When am I ready to move forward? When am I ready to make a change? When have I just gotten so tired of where I am that I can't take it anymore and I have to get up and move. I have to make some changes. I love the awareness of knowing that that's within me and that that is entirely up to me. So I thank you for your time in discussing the seven levels with me and with our audience. Once again, we're getting ready to close down in just a few minutes. If you'd like to call in, last chance, the call-in number is 646-716-9397. Before we go, certainly I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to get in touch with you in the various ways that you're available to them as you serve your clientele, as you serve those who are around you. So, you know, any final thoughts, and certainly share with us how to reach you back.
Yes, so I would love to hear from all of you. Please don't be strangers. And you can reach me a variety of ways, as Wendell mentioned. So feel free to check out my website, which is www.slccoaching.net. Or you can always email me at stacy@slccoaching.net. And my first name is S-T-A-C-Y. And you can find all my contact info there. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is @StacyCampese. Love to hear your thoughts. Love to hear what you thought of the discussion tonight and ways in which you want to incorporate some of these levels into your own lives. But I would just say, you know, as a final thought, the amazing thing about understanding these levels is it really takes the conversation about leadership and leadership training to another level, so to speak. In terms of, you know, what I found is traditional training really kind of focuses on the how. How do I be a good leader? What do I do? Tell me the actions that I'm supposed to take. But when you can tap in and use the upper levels, you don't have to worry about the how or the what, because it's effortless. It's genuine. You're already there. It's already coming from who you are. And so it just changes the leadership training game in many, many ways. And I found that it's so exciting to bring this into, you know, organizations. It's certainly so effective with individuals, but even for teams, it can truly change any workplace. So this is really, really powerful stuff, and I'm so grateful to you, Wendell, and to everyone listening tonight for allowing us to share this with you.
Well, certainly thank you. For those of you who are listening, I'm glad to have you along with us. I enjoyed your company, even in your silence. My name is Wendell Buckner. I am a project management professional and certified professional coach. I am the CEO and founder of Lace for Life Coaching and Consulting. I strongly believe in leadership, accountability, character, and excellence. And I focus my practice on those who are interested in shifting their mindsets in order to facilitate change within organizations and themselves. I can be reached at my website, which is laceforlife.com. You can reach me via email at wcbuckner@laceforlife.com, or if it's easier for you, ceo@laceforlife.com. In addition to this radio show, I'm also available to you as a contributing writer for blclife.com, which is a life coaching website. It's been my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to remind everyone two things. One, of our sponsor. Our sponsor for this radio show is Audible.com. I have used Audible.com personally since 2012, and I have been able to glean significant self-improvement through the audiobook that I've listened to over the last 3 years now. They have contributed to make me, you know, who I am, what I am, and how I am. And I strongly encourage you as listeners to seek it out as you move forward and as you progress, meeting your desired goals and success in however you see fit to equate that. Reach out to audible.com. They are our sponsors. I use them and I love it. I also want to remind everyone about an upcoming show that is going to be on the air in the next couple of days. And that's going to be with a friend of mine who has a show called Create Your Bliss with Nika Nan. She's going to be interviewing Alana Paluki, who is a holistic shaman healer. She works with different tools in consciousness and medicine, health, remote and energy viewing, as well as dance therapy methods. So if you're interested, please get back on the radio network for Life Coach Radio Network and listen in Friday at noon. She'll be on. As always, I encourage you to come back. Lifeline with Wendell Buckner airs every first and every third Wednesday of the month at 8 o'clock. I'm glad to have you, glad to have you listening, and I appreciate you. We're going to get off the line now. Please come back and listen in as you see fit. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Take care now. Bye-bye.